Come alive to the beat of life with Impact 103.
Well, I'm trusting that that's going to be our story after we've had a chat with Barry, who's the CEO of Nashua, regarding the CEO Challenge, which is taking place in a couple of months. And we are basically full swing in talking about registering and all the works. But Barry will tell us all about it. Barry, are we winning there on the WhatsApp lines in getting a hold of you?
I think we connected now, yes.
Finally. Woohoo! shout out to Stephen, who is our technical guy. He's done a number.
They say great things take time, eh?
I agree. You can definitely tell that this is one of those conversations that our listeners have to listen to because of the great things and the time that is taken for us to finally get a hold of you. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing well too, thank you. Barry, let's get right into it. What is the CEO Challenge?
Simply put, it's quite an exciting program where Nashua partnered with South African Hall of Fame. And the real objective here is to empower disadvantaged, talented children to potentially become the next generation leaders or sports heroes of this country. As Nashua, we're inviting all South African business leaders to join us in raising funds, create opportunities, and hopefully make a positive impact to the lives of these talented children. And, you know, they don't always have the financial resources and others to get this opportunity. So I believe this is really exciting to not only identify these children, but to really nurture them and groom them into the future of our country.
Wow, it sounds absolutely amazing. But how does the initiative work, like in practical terms?
So between the 19th and the 13th of September is when we are actually hosting the event. And at this event will really be a 25-minute cycle on a static bike. We're building a glass fish tank in Woodmead at the Nashua head office, facing the M1, which I think is quite exciting, and we'll have some live streaming going on there. And, you know, due to everyone's calendars being quite busy, and we understand that, we've made this available between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. every single day during these 4 days of cycling. Further to that, these business leaders can contribute or donate money out of their CSR funds, and for their slots of the 25-minute cycle. And these funds will then be utilized for bursaries towards these children to attend premium schools, where we've identified two schools already. We're busy rolling out throughout the country, and we're also appointing talented coaches and developing them to help take care of these children.
Wow. Such an extensive initiative as well. It's not just the kids, but it's also,
yes,
you know, creating employment for the coaches and things. Well, I have to bring it personally a little bit and zoom into Nashua. Why did you guys decide to get involved? And what is your involvement exactly?
Perfect. So I'm going to go back in history a little bit just so it makes sense and it provides context. So if you look at Nashua over the last 50 years, we believe we've contributed quite a bit in building South African sports. We were the first brand the first company to brand a professional rugby team in the late 70s, which was known as Noord-Transvaal back then. And that's why today I still support the Bulls. And we further sponsored people like Ernie Els, Brian Mitchell, Baby Jakes and others. Not when they were professional or international sports stars, but when they started out. And we really took hands and took them through that journey, which was quite exciting. And it's a proud moment for us.
Wow.
Coming out of COVID, we further partnered with Super Sport Schools. And, you know, it was the new world. People couldn't attend the children's school matches. They couldn't see it. So we thought, quite a nice initiative to start streaming school sports and to really showcase school sports. But the broader intention for us there as the founding sponsor and enablement partner was to install AI camera technology that showcases the school sport, but also enables the coaches to spot the talent and to help them to develop them more effectively. And then today, as you know, we've now taken hands with the South African Hall of Fame. And the intention here really is to go and identify talent, and hopefully we can groom them into the future business leaders or sports stars of South Africa. And, you know, we are a South African brand. We've been here for the last 50 years, and we would like to challenge all of corporate South Africa to get involved and help us to raise funds to join this initiative in order to create more sustainable future for our children. That's really the objective.
Wow, it sounds absolutely amazing. I mean, as you were running us through the projects that you've done these last couple of years and how impactful they've been, I can definitely tell that Nashua is all about developing and empowering from the grassroots level, which is incredibly encouraging. Barry, maybe you can share with us, what are the benefits of companies getting involved?
So besides the great cause in terms of developing talent for the future, there's going to be a lot of networking opportunities across various sectors within the country. Besides that, there's obviously the benefits as earning points towards your BEE scorecard. There's tax deductions which can be realized, as we'll issue Article 18A certificates. And then also, you know, on the lighter side, we'll also showcase the capability of Nashua and see if we can assist you in your business journey going forward. So I think there's a various amount of benefits that can be gained, but the overall objective is really to help the youth.
Amazing. I'm always big on collaboration here on the show as well. I think alone you can go fast, that's fine. But together, there's something about it that enables us to go farther than we would have if we were just individuals. Right. So it's really good. I know there's companies tuned in or somebody that works for a company that could definitely get involved. And they're probably asking, well, we're a business. How do we get in touch to play our part in this initiative? How do you answer them?
Yes, it's really simple. It's really, you can go onto our website, which is www.cochallenge.co.za, or you can email us at info@cochallenge.co.za and sign up for the cause. I mean, and it's not limited to business leaders only. I mean, anyone from the public can get involved by going to the website and really donate towards the cause. And hopefully we can also host you at the premises, maybe being slots in the cycling or just coming in network and having some fun with us in this greater cause.
That is amazing. Barry, thanks again for taking some time. I imagine your schedule is very busy as you're preparing and thinking about the CEO Challenge, among other things. But thank you so much for making the time to talk to us here on Impact Radio.
Thank you for the opportunity and thank you for the support. Looking forward to hosting you here in September.
With you all the way on Impact 103.